Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
The website Screen Rant put together a list of classic rock songs that have some pretty wild backstories that you might not be aware of.
I know, I saw in the headline, it says, like, mind-blowing stories about classic rock songs. And I'll be honest, when I was looking through some of these, my mind was actually blown by some of these stories.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Some of these songs drew inspiration from horror or trauma, wild psychedelic experiments, things of that nature.
Movies.
Yeah, here are a couple of the examples.
Barracuda.
I mean, arguably one of the most well-known Heart songs.
It's my favorite of all. I'm not a huge Heart fan. I'm not like anti-Heart, but when I hear this song, no matter how many times I've heard it, I still love it. I did not know the meaning behind this song, though.
Apparently, their record label did this publicity stunt where they were implying that the sisters were having an incestuous affair. And so this was their response at the music industry exploiting them and kind of giving them the big F you.
It's crazy because some of the lyrics are about, like, lying, and you got, you know, I never paid attention to the lyrics until I heard about this story, and I'm like, damn. In a weird way, as awful as it is that they were accused of that, it inspired their greatest song.
Very spicy.
Well, maybe in my eyes, their greatest song. That's me
totally.
Being very selfish, but I think that's an incredible song.
Another song on the list, Screen Rant put together classic rock songs that have mind-blowing backstories.
Now that the smoke's gone.
Oh, yes. To me, this song is timeless.
It is. And it's 30 years old this year.
No, it's not. It came out like 5 years ago. Filter. Hey Man, Nice Shot, which I think all of us were guilty at some point. Because this is like soon after Kurt passed.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people just assumed that this song was about Kurt Cobain, and it's not.
It was actually my husband, Brad, who told me the real backstory to this song, because I didn't know. I assumed it was a Kurt Cobain suicide reference as well. But there was a Pennsylvania state treasurer who committed suicide during a press conference that was being televised.
Have you seen the... It's kind of haunting when now you realize that that's what that part is about.
Dark.
I've seen the video footage of that, and it's so abrupt and so quick, and it's haunting. I don't recommend anyone watching it, but it's like, I get why he probably saw that. He's like, you know, like any artist, you something happens and you're like, I need to turn this into, like, I need to create, you know,
it's like a timestamp,
a song.
Yeah,
like you find inspiration from the craziest stuff. But man, it's funny that most people growing up around that time are like, oh, it's an ode to Kurt Cobain, which It's very, I mean, it's very tasteless if it was, like,
sure.
When you really think about it.
Screen Rant's list of classic rock songs that have mind-blowing backstories, here is another. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a mister who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she a fool, of course she knew what she was doing, and an old love was here to stay. What she told me to want this way. Taken from a line from Young Frankenstein.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It's fun to hear this song. I mean, I love the Run-DMC Aerosmith version, but I always forget how great the original is. I actually found the clip of the Young Frankenstein scene that got the inspiration for the title of the song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you remember Young Frankenstein?
Of course.
It's a funny film. Gene Wilder.
Absolutely.
It's a scene where there's this butler type guy, and he's trying to take him somewhere, and they're going down some stairs, and then this happens.
Allow me, master.
Oh, thanks very much.
Walk this way. This way.
How weird is that? That's what inspired the song.
Well, and apparently the original lyrics that Steven Tyler wrote, he lost those in a cab. And then he was freaking out and had to try to rewrite them on the studio walls. And then they recorded the song.
Yeah. So I'm such a nerd for Aerosmith stories in the studio because there's always interesting stories. I can't remember. I think the song is Sweet Emotion. And you know in that song, Sweet Emotion, in the beginning, it's got the sound of, it sounds like a maraca or a shaker or eggs, the
yeah.
Apparently they didn't have a maraca or eggs in the studio. And they're like, what are we going to do? Steven Tyler grabbed a sugar packet and they just jacked up the microphone. And apparently that opening is just him playing a sugar packet. And
that
now
is
I can't,
awesome.
Anytime I hear the song, I'm like, I instantly picture Steven Tyler holding a little sugar packet. Whenever I grab a sugar packet, I'm like, man, they had to turn that mic up real loud to make that happen.
It is Screen Rant's list of classic rock songs that have mind-blowing backstories. Here is another. Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die. Trapped in myself. Body, my whole existence.
So, and I'm guessing it's because the music video is a story about a wartime guy that pretty much lost everything except for the ability to think.
Yes, Metallica's One. It was inspired by a novel and film called Johnny Got His Gun,
yep.
Where the soldier is deaf, he's immobile, he can't see, but he can basically experience everything around him. So it's just an awful life. And it was the first metal song to ever win a Grammy.
And also the videos, they use scenes from that movie.
Oh.
And it's just I remember the first time I watched that, being a Metallica fan, I was like, oh, this is so awesome. We have a Metallica video because they never were making videos.
Yeah.
And then when the video was done, I'm like, I just need to just sit here and reflect on life. It's a heavy watch.
Even when they perform it live, it's
yeah.
Gives you the goosies and all that. It's pretty wild.
The goosies.
We have one more on the list of Screen Rant's classic rock songs with mind-blowing backstories. That death on sure
plays a mean just two straight songs that are about people who are deaf.
Yes.
And blind.
Yes. From the rock opera Tommy, it's Pinball Wizard by The Who. And apparently there was a music critic that was, kind of talking about their rock opera and said it needed a lighter moment. So they made Tommy into this pinball wizard. So it was a story about this guy that, he couldn't see, he couldn't hear, but he was brilliant on the pinball.
I think we need a fun song. Okay, we'll write a fun song about a deaf, blind kid that plays pinball. That's amazing.
The Daily Migs Show.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The website American Songwriter put together a great topic about songs that people claim to dislike, yet we just can't help singing along with every single word.
So like the epitome of, is it even a guilty pleasure that you still hate?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, fair, fair.
And we apologize in advance for what this is going to do to your ears, but here's one of the songs on their list.
I hate that song.
I'm just snapping.
Why?
Loving it.
That is definitely that. When I hear that song come on, like that, if I'm listening to like radio stations, I play the Christmas music. My wife likes doing that, and that song comes on. I'm like, we'll have to come back.
That is the reason for Mariah Carey's excessive wealth. Is that one song?
Insane when you think about like all the hits that she had before that kind of put her on the map, but it's this one Christmas song that she gets like a fat paycheck every year because of it.
And it's very polarizing. Another one on the list of American songwriters' songs that people claim to dislike but can't help singing along to.
Set your hallelujah. Woo! Girl, set your hallelujah. Woo! Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Woo! Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
This is the dumbest reason, but I'll forever be a Bruno Mars fan for two reasons. A, he played the halftime when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So I'm always going to think good thoughts when I hear of Bruno Mars. And then the second reason, he's named after Bruno Sammartino, the wrestler.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say, why am I saying this name? I have to give a little bit of a backstory on why Sammartino is important.
That song doesn't really bother me, though. It just makes me want to dance. Me want to go to like a wedding and get drunk on champagne.
There have been zero times in my life where I've pulled up Apple Music and said, I need to listen to this song. But when it's on, I don't hate it.
Another one on the list of American songwriters, songs that people claim to dislike but can't help singing along to.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
I'm so glad this song, it was like such a big thing with Lily for a half a second.
Because of Shrek?
Yeah, Shrek. And they used to sing it at her old school. And she was obsessed with it for a while. But now she hates it. And I'm like, thank you.
I hate this song. And I've always hated this song. And I had a coworker that trolled me one time with a birthday card. That it was one of those singing birthday cards. And it was this freaking song.
And did it always just start with the somebody part?
It goes somebody every time. I'm like, make it stop.
I still kind of like the song. You'll never shine if you don't
glow. Hey now, says the man who likes Creed.
You know what it is? It's total nostalgia because when I was working at the end and I was like first getting into it, like this song was played nonstop. Like it was kind of crazy how much we had to play it.
Oh.
And also whenever I think about it, I think of that incident when, remember when people were throwing loaves of bread at the band?
God, I totally forgot about that.
They were doing like the Taste of, I think it was in Taste of Fort Collins Food and Music Festival in Colorado, and the singer, he just freaked out. Steve Harwell, because people started throwing like just full loaves of bread at the band. I was like, I'll forever love this band for that.
One more on the list of American songwriters' songs that people claim to dislike but can't help singing along to.
My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous.
It's crazy to think of like where her career has gone since this song.
This was definitely not peak Miley. This was not peak Miley.
This is peak Miley.
No, no. Right now is peak Miley.
I agree.
Yeah.
However, what was her last hit? Can you
flowers.
Name it?
Flowers.
Okay.
I can buy myself flowers.
When did that come out? Like last year?
All right.
She's got some new song I've been digging. I don't know the name of it, but it's good. It's got like a part that goes.
Nailed it. nailed it.
If you listen to it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, now we decided to do a little fun thing. We each picked a song that we absolutely hate, but we know every word, and we want you to figure out which of us picked the song. If you want to play along, call in now. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
We've been talking about pop songs that people claim to dislike, but when you hear it, you just can't help yourself. You're singing along with it. So these songs were the following.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Bruno Mars.
Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Smash Mouth.
Play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Miley Cyrus, those are the four songs.
Oh.
You look so pained.
They're a little painful. But then we decided to take it a step further. We have each selected a song that we absolutely hate, but somehow we just keep singing along with it. And we want our listeners to try to figure out who picked which song.
Okay.
So let's get Brad from Port Orchard pulled up. Brad, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Brad, if you had to pick one song you absolutely hate, what would it be?
Man, there's so many of them. Yeah, how about the Mariah Carey Christmas one?
That's a good choice.
It's
solid
a
tune choice.
Out for me as well. All right, we're going to play this song. You have to guess if it's me, Taryn, or Danny that hates this song. Are you ready?
Yep.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words.
I love you too.
What a beautiful
It's Panic at the Disco. I write sins, not tragedies. Who do you think hates it? Taryn, me, or Danny?
I'm going to have to go with me.
With me? You know, I don't love it, but I also don't hate it.
Wrong.
Who is it? Speak up.
It's me.
Why do you hate this song?
It's just so many words in one song. Just friggin' slow it down, bros.
Too much to follow.
It's too much information. I don't need the whole storyline. Like, let's just dumb it down a little bit.
We know Danny doesn't hate it. He plays it every month at emo night.
Yeah, but also a reason why it gets on my nerves sometimes. Because it's like, that is one of the emo anthems you have to play.
All right.
We've got Rob from Mississippi on the phone. Rob, what's the song that you think is very annoying? A song that you hate?
Oh, Miley Cyrus for sure. But jam out every time.
Party in the USA, baby. All right, we're going to play a song for you. You have to guess if it's me, Danny, or Taryn. Are you ready?
All right. Right on.
Hello, darkness, my old,
friend. I have come. All right, let's see. I'm going to say, you know, Danny, because that's right up in the fields, and, you know, he's all about that positive emo.
Positive emo.
Wrong.
Nope, Rob, that is not correct. It is yours truly. Every time I hear this song, I just want to slam my head against the wall.
Oh, well, good luck with that, pal.
I'll wear a helmet. Don't worry.
But you know the words.
I know the words. They did a great version of it. It just depresses me.
Yeah, it's not a real uplifting jam, that's for sure.
Whenever I hear it, I never really liked the original. I also appreciated how great of a song it is as far as songwriting, the lyricism, all that crap. But when I hear it, I just get so sad.
Do we have time for one more?
Let's do one more.
Alex from Olympia, what's the song that you find you hate the most?
Pretty much anything Mariah Carey, most likely.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play a song. You have to guess if it's Danny that hates it, me, or Taryn Daly. Are you ready? I'll take that as a yes.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm going to say Danny.
Yeah.
Yay! We got somebody that got it right.
Good job, Alex.
Congratulations, Alex. Man, Wes Gantlin looks so young in this video.
Dude, seriously.
This is before all the crazy drugs, I think.
It just sounds like the color brown, along with Creed and Nickelback.
This was a great era of rock and roll, Danny.
Was it?
Fred Durst, I think, helped discover these guys.
Cool.
He's wearing a baseball cap backwards.
Are you saying we have Fred Durst to blame for Puddle of Mud?
I think so.
I think I hate Limp Bizkit now.
Oh, no. Come on.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.